Palisade Bulldog Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And Palisade Bulldogs baseball coach Nate Porter brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Nate Porter joins us. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Good morning.
Always great to talk with you. Got a big one with Grand Junction tonight. We'll dive into the Tigers in a moment, but let's go back to Holy Family this last weekend. You went over there to play a couple of games against them, and they're off to a really good start. They've won five games to start out the season. They got the win in the first game against you. The second game got called due to darkness, but kind of take me through what you saw from your team playing a really good baseball team in Holy Family.
Yeah, they are. They're a good team. They've got a pretty good pitcher both games. But, you know, like every time you lose, you look at your reasons why you lost, and we just didn't play well in a few areas. Not a bunch of areas, but just defensively we played pretty good. Our pitching did pretty good, but as far as throwing the ball over the plate, but we had a few chinks in our armor this last weekend that caused several runs to come across the plate for them, and we worked on those really hard this week. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, we've worked on them really hard this week so far, and so that's what early season games are about, is trying to find out where you're lacking and where you can get better. But they Holy Family's a good ball club, but we should have competed a lot better, and the kids know it. So that's the good thing about the loss, is they know that we're right there with that group of players and teams over there in the Denver area.
Yeah, Brady Hudson for them pitched really well, went the seven innings, gave up the three runs on a couple of hits. He had eight strikeouts, but Easton Embry for you, he had seven strikeouts, but unfortunately for Easton, gave up three earned runs, and that's kind of speaking, going back to what you're talking about, Nate, about your ball club cleaning up some things, because Easton only gave up three earned runs, though five runs he ended up coming in to score against him when he was out there on the bump for you.
Yeah. Yeah, just again, I mean, he threw pretty well. I think he said three walks. That's what I remember, right? He had three walks and eight Ks. And so he threw the ball better than he did the first time as far as getting ahead of hitters. But we had a few just really silly things we've worked on a lot, you know, on a squeeze bunt, defensive squeeze bunt. We didn't get rid of the ball from home to third, and the kid was safe at third, and kid ended up going from first to second. So we gave up an out there. We had a couple rundown opportunities to steal some outs, and we didn't execute. And so we spent about 45 minutes on just rundowns yesterday, and that was their conditioning, was rundowns.
So two birds, one stone with that, doing that, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Nate Porter, Palisade Bulldogs baseball coach with us in that second game, which ended due to darkness, got to the eighth inning. You guys were tied up with them 7-7. Have to like what you saw from your team in that second game, the way you came out offensively. Kian Kinslow with a couple of hits in that game, and Will Seriani, a pretty good game as well with a couple of RBIs.
Yeah, those guys, you know, they came back. That's what excited me the most, is that they didn't get down as far as, you know, they're down four runs in the seventh, and I knew it was going to be an issue with darkness when we started the seventh, but you don't complain when you're down. You want to get as many opportunities as possible. So, Soren Ashcraft started off the inning. He was pinch hitting for – we started a freshman at catcher the second game, Wyatt Fleming, who caught really well, and I pinch hit for him and put a senior in to pinch hit for him, and he walks and started off the inning. And then, you know, Kian comes up, and Hunter Howard gets on a walk, and Kian doubles one in right center. I mean, just everything, they just kept fighting, and they refused to lose. And so Asher Morby moves the guy over, Kian Kinslow moves him over on a ground ball, and Kian scores on a pass ball to tie the game, and then the game ended after that with the third out. But, you know, just the execution for Asher to get that ball, just a simple ground ball to second base moves the guy from second to third, fits him in scoring position.
Palisade Bulldogs head coach Nate Porter joining us on the Jim Davis Show. I want to talk about a couple of your sophomores that you have in that offensive lineup. You mentioned them there in the tie against Holy Family. You have Kian Kinslow, he's hitting over 500 for you. Hunter Howard is at 389. You've had to replace a lot of seniors last two or three years, so it gives room for some of these kids to come up and, you know, really gives them a chance to take advantage of their opportunities because they're going to get plenty. Talk about how those two guys leading your offense have played for you so far this early spring.
Well, Kian's swinging the bat, obviously, with his batting average and his RBIs, and his on-base percentage. He's hitting the ball really well. He's become a leader on the team as a sophomore, which has been great to see. He's got a big presence there because of his size, obviously, but he also practices hard, plays hard, and I'm really happy with what he's been doing, and I believe he's going to continue that just because that's his nature, it seems like, since I've known him. He's just a grinder, and he just keeps working and getting better, and he has fun playing the game, which is good to see. He doesn't put so much pressure on himself. He's enjoying it this year. Last year he didn't enjoy it because he put so much pressure on himself, but this year he's having fun. And, you know, Hunter's kind of one of those players that doesn't come around a whole lot. He's a very high IQ, good athlete. You know, obviously on the basketball court he's the same, but he's just a hard-playing, smart baseball player. And one thing I've been really talking to him about is taking more of a leadership role vocally, because he does have that IQ, and that's what kids around him need, is him to take charge. Of, you know, being our shortstop, he's the, kind of the captain of the infield there, him and the catcher. So two sophomores. Hunter and Kian have been fun to coach, and they're doing a good job, and they've got room to grow, but they're growing.
Nate Porter, coach of the Palisade Bulldogs baseball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. So now you kind of dive into your preview of next year when you join the Southwestern League, Nate, with Grand Junction tonight. Andrew Henderson, huge game yesterday in the Tigers' win over Eagle Valley. He's off to a great start. He's already picked up 12 hits, 9 RBIs. He's hitting .522. Sean Witt's off to a great start, hitting .474 with the 4 doubles to lead the Tigers. Brett Wojtek's hitting .400. Zyler Fozzie had a big game yesterday in the leadoff role. I believe he knocked in 4 runs for Grand Junction. He's hitting .368. Cy's got a good lineup right now. Those bats are clicking for the Tigers.
No, there's no doubt they've got a good lineup. They've got good players over there. Andrew's hitting the heck out of the ball. I mean, it just shows. And when I've seen him, the couple games I've went and watched him, I mean, he just has a good approach to the plate, and he's barreling balls up. And Sean Witt was the same way. And Wojtek, I think one of the two games I went to, he went 4-for-4. So Brett's hitting the ball really well. So yeah, they're definitely a team that needs to be looked at as a contender, because they've got good players, and they seem to play hard, and they seem to have fun when they play. So we're looking forward to the game, obviously, and I would expect they're looking forward to it as well, because it is a preview of hopefully a really good, healthy sportsmanship rivalry that we have in the Valley for years to come.
Talking with Nate Porter, head coach of the Palisade baseball team, and next year and the year after that for the Chassa cycle, which you'll be in the league. It's a nice preview. Also, you got Junction, you have Fruita coming up. I think you play Montrose as well. These are teams that are also a class above you on the state level that kind of prepare you for, you know, early to late May when you guys are going to be hopefully deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, that was my biggest push for getting out of the league we're in currently, is that there's a couple of good teams and players in the Western Slope League, but in general, you know, I think Palisades established itself as a team that's going to compete every year for a league title and a state run, a playoff run. So my goal was to get into the Southwest League, where we could get, you know, we could face the Weavers, we can face the Wojteks and the Hendersons and the Tituses from Montrose, you know, that we can do that more than just once a year, and then get surprised in playoffs. So it was an intentional request for the last 5 years, and finally, you know, some of the coaches acquiesced to it, but they agreed to it. So we're excited about being in there next year. Obviously, this year is the important one to us, but we're always looking at future as well.
Of course, a lot of that game tonight,